Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents Diet Starts Tomorrow with host Sammy Sage.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
And Aileen Drexler.
I'm gonna make you girls a hump day treat.
In a world where wellness looks perfect on Instagram.
Just doing my workout. Tuesday's arms and back.
But feels anything but in real life.
Is butter a carb?
Yes.
This is the podcast exploring the emotional side of well-being.
I would be proud to partake of your pecan pie.
From people who understand the struggle.
I am on the third day of my cleanse diet.
Hello and welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
And I'm Alexis.
And I'm thrilled to have you back as my co-host on this special Dear DST Thursday episode.
I'm so excited. I love a Dear DST.
Okay, so it's going to be standard. We're gonna share a listener non-scale win. We're going to share our own non-scale wins. And then we're going to read the Dear DST and respond to it with the advice that we could give. Love okay. So I'm going to start with reading the listener non-scale win. Hi guys, I absolutely love your show. It has really helped me while on my wellness journey after being diagnosed with an eating disorder and finally making progress towards recovery. I've been working with a dietitian for about 9 months now, and each week we've been eating one of my fear foods together. This past week, I was finally able to enjoy a donut, one of my biggest fear foods, at my place of work and not feel any guilt, shame, or the need to burn it off right away. Your pod has really introduced me to a community that I didn't even know existed, and I'm so grateful to be a part of it. Love you guys so much. Love, a fearless, food-loving betch.
Oh my God, wow. A star. Look at her. That is a big deal. That's a big deal.
How do you feel about like the working with it? I think first of all, it's amazing she's working with a dietitian and has like, you know, put this in the hands of an expert.
Mm-hmm.
I love the idea of them like eating their fear foods together.
I love that.
What would you be like? What do you think you would be eating if you had to do that?
Cheez-Its were my fear, like binge food back in the day. And now I realize they're kind of gross.
My mother-in-law loves Cheez-Its actually.
Yeah. Like I think I still love them, but not to the point where I'd eat a whole box, which is what I used to do. So,
yeah,
you know, I think it's probably Cheez-Its would have been mine. Anything like cheesy flavored salty snack.
Is a fear food like something that you like were afraid to eat at all, or is it something that you like had so much just like baggage around it? Like cake, like I would eat cake all the time, but like in some ways I guess you could say it was a fear food because like I always had to like work it off after, or like I would save up all my calories so I could eat that cake. So is like the cake the fear food in that case, or is the cake like a trigger food?
I think it's like a fear food is something like, okay, so I feel like for people who struggle to eat, period, a fear food is something that like they like wouldn't eat beforehand. Like mm-hmm. They would never eat carrots because carrots have too much sugar, right? But right. For those of us who struggle with binging and restricting, like it's not like I was never gonna eat something. Like it was like, right. Like there was nothing I would not eat. It was just like the amount that I would eat of it, you know?
Same. Well, I almost think because of like my method of dieting, which was not cutting out foods, it was calorie counting. Mm-hmm. So I would actually like avoid Same. Any foods that didn't like meet my like, this is worth it for the calorie counter. Mm-hmm. And then the rest of the time, I would just try to be eating like as little calories as possible, like as much lettuce, air, you know, that type of thing.
Exactly. Same here. So I feel like I guess it's trigger and fear food are kind of in one for us, but I'm glad that she can eat a donut because I don't think there's anything anymore where I'm like, I can't eat that or I'll gain weight.
No. I also feel like donuts were one of those foods that was like so villainized as children. Oh, and like, yeah. It's really like not that bad. Like even objectively, like
calories, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right. Right. And yet for some reason, donuts were like, don't have a donut. Like there's
exactly.
Nothing
it's worse all than sugar. Yeah.
Right. I think it's like that. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Donuts got a bad rap in the 90s.
Truly.
All right. So what is your non-scale win this week?
Mine has to do with, like, eating with my partner because, like, I feel like sometimes I would always, like, feel like I need – so Jeff is, like, a very giving person. So if he serves the food, he will always give me the bigger portion because he's, like, nice about it. But, like, then I feel like I have to eat it because he's, like, being nice to me. But then the tea is sometimes I'm not that hungry and sometimes I want to eat more than he eats, you know. So I feel like my non-scale win is, like – just being honest with him about what I'm eating and like when I'm full and when I'm not full.
That's great because like it's, yeah, it can be challenging like to feel like, oh, should I be like measuring my food against my partner's food? Like, is he going to think I ate too much? Mm-hmm. Did I not eat enough? Like, it's challenging. There's so many like complicated elements that come with like eating with a partner, especially when they don't, when they just have like quote unquote normal eating habits.
When he's completely normal, he, like, also will always choose, like, cooking at home over, like, going out to eat.
So will like, Avi, and I'll always choose the opposite.
Like, I will always choose having, like, an out Chipotle over, like, cooking. And he's like, he's fine with waiting an hour and being hungry to, like, cook. And I'm like, can you please, like, can we just go out?
Right. It's just like the something about like having someone prepare your food for you. Just makes you feel like better.
Exactly. We had to compromise and we had to get it to where like he would, I was like, I can't cook all this time. Like, I can't do it. And we had to compromise and be like, okay, I'll come over and cook because I know you can't do it. But he's perpetually late. So then I'm hungry. It's like a whole thing.
Does he cook?
Yeah, he cooks. He basically, I honestly feel like he taught me how to cook because like, I don't think I was like really cooking in college and he was a year older. So he had a house and everything. And so like probably 90% of the things that I cook, like he basically taught me how, but he cooks a lot. He's very good at it. So.
Right. I mean, that's good. He also probably is like a million times more financially responsible because deliveries.
So financially responsible. Like, I can't handle it. Like,
do you guys like go through your finances together? Because my husband, Avi, and I do that.
Well, like,
we have a monthly finance meeting. Well, I guess you're not combined.
We're not combined yet, yeah. But we are gonna get a joint account for like dates and stuff, and like for those like days where we like if we go on a date, he pays. But like for the days when we like order in while we're sitting at home watching TV, we're gonna get a joint account. So right,
that's smart. We and also to, like, aren't trip. Totally combined, yeah. And we have the combined account in addition mm-hmm. to like our personals. But like, I'm always like secretly ordering on my personal account.
Yeah, exactly. Like that's yeah. what I would do because like, why would I like if I in 20 minutes I don't have to, it's a time saver. It's a time saver.
Yeah, literally. And it's like it's just like easier. Like
exactly.
Yeah,
and you don't have to clean better. Anything. It's just better.
Right, you just throw it away. Mm-hmm. Although I read this like really upsetting article about like delivery drivers and how like a lot of them are getting like mugged and like there's just like their bikes are getting stolen. And then the article obviously also like delved into like how little they're paid all in like once and like yeah, just all the like tip. Different flaws that you don't even – I mean even if you tip, it's like the company could like – like, you have to trust that the company is going to give you your tip. And it's really brutal. So, like, I try to remind myself of that.
They're working hard. Like, they're working hard out there.
Hardest working people in Manhattan or the city in general.
Truly, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I would have to say that my non-scale win is that this weekend I had absolutely, like, no plans. And in the past or just in general, like, throughout this whole pandemic, I would have taken that as a sign to literally not move from my couch and just watch TV and like smoke weed probably. Yes, definitely smoke weed and like do absolutely nothing. And that was not the case this weekend. I actually went out for like pretty much like several hours on each day and like bopped around the neighborhood and like almost got my 10K steps both days, but like I didn't because I didn't walk that much. But I did like, you know, I did like a solid 8K.
Iconic.
iconic. And I, like, you know, saw friends, saw my mom, and I feel like I really just, like, got out there by choice, which
you
is
made
like
the weekend. I mean, if I were in your shoes, I absolutely would not have gone anywhere and sat inside. So
it's just so much easier. It's nice. It's cool. You're not sweating. You don't.
But I feel like you're going to be so glad that you made the most of this weekend because it was a beautiful weekend. And then it's going to be so cold soon. And you're going to be like, remember when I did that? Good stuff. Right.
As soon as I get home, I'm like, wow, I'm so happy I went. And I'm so happy I'm on the back.
Exactly. Both the equal happiness. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. On Saturday, me and Jeff, I was like, it was like already 4 p.m. and we had like plans to go to the park. And I was like, I'm not going to go. But then we went, got all my steps in. It felt so great. And when I got home, it was equally as great to be home.
Right. You're like, I did it. And it's amazing that I'm home. Exactly. So. But it's like if you didn't go, you wouldn't have that moment of when you're home that it's like so great that you're home.
Right. But I'm proud of you as well for your like step journey that you've been chronicling on the ground.
I'm trying not to be like too obsessive over the steps. And I don't get anywhere near 10K most days. But I'm just trying to not have like zero steps, which is like January and February. Like I will show you my app and there is nothing. Like there's no bar like on the chart.
So it's like a really big deal that you're also not like obsessing over the numbers too. Like,
no, I'm not obsessing over the numbers. 10K is like an unofficial goal, but it's like I don't care if I get there or not really.
Love that. See, you're setting your expectations at like such a good place. And then if you do get 10K, you'll be like, oh my God, I'm so proud of myself.
Yeah, if I do, I'm like, oh my God, I am the most active person ever. But no, like even like 5, 6...
It's still
feels
a big deal.
Great to just be like out moving. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, there was a coup in January, so I'm not really that upset that I didn't have any steps.
And I'm not blaming you. I feel like I try and get a lot of steps in the summer or like in the fall, because in the summer, like I was measuring mine in like August, July, it was too hot to be getting all them steps. Like no, there was no way I could be outside like that. But then when, right when it's in like the 60s, like September, October, I'm going to get, my steps are going to be like your monthly average was 10,000. Like I
yes.
hope so.
Oh, I would never. My average is like 4. My average is like 4,000. Which is like fine. Like
that's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's really not. But I was also I was looking at like some retrospective data on that, because in like the health app, it's like logged from 2017 when I was like,
oh my God,
didn't eat, and my average was like 10. Like
oh my God,
I know.
We were not also who like I am running anymore. Around. You're also running around Manhattan. Being an entrepreneur, so
I was also like just started dating Avi at the time, so like I was like walking to his apartment excitedly.
You know, gotta put that pep in your step.
Nothing to motivate you like first dating someone.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, let's do a Dear DST. This is a journey. This is a letter from Tummy Trouble Betch. And she writes, Dear DST, First of all, thank you for helping me feel not alone every week in this journey of giving up the diet mindset and realizing all the things that matter so much more than the size of my pants or the weight on the scale. I'm not going to lie, as someone who has struggled with an eating disorder, I still struggle daily with intuitive eating. Some days I literally hear your voices encouraging me to fuck diets when the negative thoughts creep in, so thank you. Anyways, I was diagnosed with Crohn's disease when I was a teenager, and after years of flare-ups and not being able to get the disease under control, I've gone the last 5 years in complete remission with it. However, this summer a flare-up came out of nowhere, and it was pretty debilitating. Because of being sick, I lost a noticeable amount of weight, no idea how much because I threw the scale out a long time ago. Now that I'm getting back to being healthy and able to go out, thank you Pfizer and science in general, I keep getting unsolicited comments and compliments about having lost weight. I feel uncomfortable calling these people out and telling them that I lost weight because I was in bed literally not able to eat because I know that these people mean well. And I would be lying if I said that I didn't enjoy the compliments in a fucked up way. But I've noticed that I feel a lot more anxiety around food, not to mention that I still fear every time I eat that I'll be sick because of my autoimmune disease, and a fear of gaining weight and people noticing. I'm committed to telling my ED to fuck itself and practice intuitive eating, but this summer has really tested me, so any advice would help greatly. Thank you for everything you do, Tummy Trouble Betch. And we have a PS, congratulations, Aileen, on your absolutely perfect baby girl, and we will convey the message to her.
Oh my God, that baby, I'm obsessed.
Really cute. I'm meeting her this weekend, finally.
good. You need to meet her and report back, because that's adorable. Oh my God, I relate to so much of this. I don't even know where to start. So
where do you relate like the most?
Well, the most is having an autoimmune disease. I have MS. I've had MS since I was 15, and that's probably where I first like started having a relationship with food, because you know, when you have autoimmune diseases, you're like, there's so many different diets and people being like, you can cure it with like whatever you eat. And especially with her, if it's her stomach, that's like compounded so much more than for me, where it's just like something random. So I totally get the feeling of like being in fear because of not only like your health, but then also like, I also had that time where I lost weight, but it was because I was like taking Adderall every day and not eating. Like, it wasn't because I was doing something like healthy, and it wasn't because like, it was like in an unhealthy way. And then getting those compliments and then bouncing back from that when you stop doing that is like a very big cycle.
Yeah. I mean, I totally see what you mean by that. Like, you know, I've seen on Instagram, I'm sure you've seen it too, like comments about or posts about how like you shouldn't compliment weight loss or comment on weight gain because you don't know why. Even if they look better, the person looks better, it's like not necessarily because of a good reason. It could be because of like an emotional problem, a physical illness, like grief, like you just never know. So it's like, I think that's kind of the first thing to like for her to put in her head, like that compliments, like going, letting your behavior sort of like be impacted by compliments is not the best way to go.
Yeah.
And I get it, because like even like my mom and Avi both commented that I like lost a little weight from my heaviest, and I was like, ooh, like did I like, you know, like I get that, like it's and that also made me think like, ooh, like should I keep eating how I'm eating, like what did it, and
exactly.
And so I get that. Like, I think we all have to sort of like figure out on our own like what box to put comments and compliments in, because like they're this, you know, if you're gonna like let a comment or a compliment really like put you into a different place, like so will a negative comment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So will a negative one. So that's why it's like really hard to let that hit you in general. Like, I think in general, you can't control other people complimenting you about your weight. Like, that's not going to be something that like you have any control over, because like you said, you feel uncomfortable telling them to stop. But what you can control is your like response to it. And if you like see yourself going into that hole of like starting to fear foods again and all that type of thing, that's where you have the control to make a decision. And like whichever decision is going to make you feel healthiest is going to be most important here, not like whatever decision is going to make you feel like you're going to keep getting those compliments. Because if you become addicted to the compliments, then you're not even addicted to what you look like. You're addicted to what other people think of you.
Right, right. That's so true. And I think, like, yes, like, even if you think, oh, I might, like, look better this way or that way, which, like, we all naturally have those thoughts. And, like, I just, like, to mm-hmm. think that we could just get rid of them entirely is, like, not realistic. But I do think that, like, weighing in your, no pun intended, in your mind, like, what, like, the benefits of not having an eating disorder are, and, like, those might be more subtle. Like, it might just be, like, I feel more relaxed generally, which is, like, priceless. I know it sounds just like, oh, priceless. I feel more relaxed. Priceless. Like, it really is.
So, and it's also, like, you're alive. Like, as someone, when you're struggling with your health, like, eating disorders are the number one, like, mental health, like, killer out there, you know? Like, you survived that, and you have your body to thank for that, and you also survived the sickness of Crohn's disease. So let's enjoy our life. Let's not get bogged down in being so obsessed with looking a certain way when, like, you have a life that's, like, been gifted to you, you know?
Right, right. I would just try to maybe, like, hold on to that feeling of, like, the compliment feels really good, but, like, the mental peace I have when I don't, like, worry about, you know, these foods, and you can, and it's better. And you know that you have that because you already said, like, the compliments make me feel like, oh, maybe, like, I should, like, me, like, noticing that those compliments are giving you more anxiety is pretty important. And it's amazing also that you're saying I'm committed to telling my ED to fuck itself and practice intuitive eating this summer. And it's normal that I think that you would get tested by something like this. Like, it's not just like you figure out your eating disorder and intuitive eating, and then it's just like smooth sailing forever. Like, it's always going to be something to manage. Just like, exactly. Even the things you don't have a problem with in life are need to be managed.
I mean, like, it's so, like, I can already just see so much growth, though, like, just in this message of being like, I am doing all these important things. I really am committed to intuitive eating, and I know that it's not healthy for me to feel like these compliments are getting to me. But like we talked about in the last episode, your logic and your feelings are not always, like, working together. Like, they're not always listening. Like, just because I really want to not be frustrated by something doesn't mean that, like, I'm not going to cry about it. So, yeah, you've got to remember that and be like, I'm human. It's okay to feel this frustration or feel this way, but, like, I know what's best for me and I'm going to focus on that.
Right. And you can remind yourself that, like, you've done, like, the hard part, which is sort of like the first, like, wave of recovery. Like, that is really hard. Like, getting, making the switch, like, at first, that's, like, half of the battle. I don't want to quantify how much of the battle it is, but it is a huge piece of the battle. And it is clear that there is so much growth in your message that, like, you can just tell from, like, the things you're saying, like, they're super self-aware and you seem really, like, on top of what's going on. So, yeah, I mean, I think you're already doing the advice, which is just, like, keep going. And know that these moments will come up. You may have another flare up, and this could happen again, or a variation on that could happen. So I think just keep doing what you're doing, remembering, like, all the benefits and the amazing things that have come from managing your eating disorder. And the compliments are good, but, like, that's okay that you like the compliments, like. We love a compliment. Like, we all
don't
like
beat
vices.
Don't yourself up over that.
Yeah, like, we exactly. all like vices. Things that are arguably vices. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And we hope you feel better, Tummy Trouble Betch.
Yeah, I'm so proud of her.
Yeah, this is really amazing. It is tough.
It is so tough.
Definitely a tough summer.
Yeah.
But that is our advice for today. If you have a question or a non-scale win, please write into dst@betches.com and share your non-scale win, ask your dear DST question, and we will hopefully get to as many as we can in the coming weeks. As usual, rate, review, and subscribe. If you want to be part of DST Back for Seconds and get exclusive premium content that you can only get on DST back for seconds. Highly recommend subscribing. You get a free trial for a few days, so you can see if you like it. And I think that is it. Alexis, where can everyone find you?
At Alexis Farmer on all the platforms, every single one of them, literally.
Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
All of it. Yes, hit me up.
And I'm Sammy, at Sammy, and you can follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram. And we're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Stacey Wong and Sean Kilby. Social media by Sydney Rafe. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And send us your emails to dst@betches.com.
Betches.